Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Parachet, Mishnah 8, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah begins, Hasaris, a fellow who's incapable of having children. We're talking about someone who was born this way. He does not do chalitza to his deceased brother's wife. He additionally doesn't do yibum tur, he doesn't marry her. The Chain Island is similarly a woman who cannot give children. She's incapable of carrying a child. So there's no chalitza, no yibum done to her. The pasuk says that the child that's born from the yibum should establish the name for his dead brother, but here that's not possible. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say a saris, a person who can't have children that goes and he does chalitza anyways, he doesn't invalidate her from kahuna because the chalitza is nothing. Let's say he actually tries to do yibum and he has intimacy with her. Then he invalidates her from kahuna, from marrying a kohen ever, because that's considered an illegitimate union, because she's prohibited to him. She's eshesach, she's his wife's brother, and there's no mitzvah of yibum here. The Chain Island is similarly a woman who can't have children. If one of the brothers does chalitza to her, they don't invalidate her from kahuna, because the chalitza is nothing. But let's say they had intimacy with her. One of them had intimacy with her. They disqualify her from kahuna. They should be lasa bilaznus, because that intimacy is znus. It's an appropriate intimacy. Since she's pater, she is exempt from yibum. Comes out that there was a relation here with an eshesach, with one's brother's wife. Shalei b'makom mitzvah, not in the place of a mitzvah. And therefore, she is now pasul and disqualified for kahuna. Let's see one more. Mishnah 6. Sris Chama Koyin. Let's say you have a Koyin who was born barren, incapable of having children, impotent. Shanasal Bas Yisrael. And now he marries a regular Jewish girl, even though they can't have children. Machilo B'Truma. She can eat Truma because he is permitted to marry into Klal Yisrael, so therefore his wife can eat Truma because of him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, Androgynous Koyin, Shanasal Bas Yisrael. If you have an androgynous, is a fellow who has both orientation is not the right word, he has both simanim, he has both physical manifestations of a zachar, of a male, and also of a nekeva, of a female. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon hold that halachically he's considered a male. Therefore, if he's a kohen and he marries a bas Yisrael, he marries a Jewish girl, machila b'truma, she can eat truma because of her husband, who is an androgynous. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, tumtum. A tumtum is a fellow who has some type of covering over his genitals, and therefore you can't tell if he's a male or a female. Shenikra, but they did a surgery on him, and they ripped off that covering. Vinimtza zachar, and he comes out that he's actually a zachar, he's actually a male. Lo yachlitz. If let's say his brother's wife falls to him for yibum, he shouldn't do chalitza. Neshu kisaris, because even though they were able to identify his simanim, his genitals, nevertheless, he's considered like a saris, he's considered like someone that can't have children, therefore there's no ibum or chalitza. Androgynous. Noisei avaloi nisa. An androgynous is the fellow that we said before who has genitals of both a male and a female. He can marry a woman, but he cannot be married to another man. That means we consider him a zachar, we consider him a male. Rabbi Lazar says, androgynous chayoma loves skilok a zachar. If a man has relations with an androgynous, with another male who's an androgynous, again, somebody who has both genitals, then he's liable for skila. He gets punished. The Bezdin, the Jewish court, punishes him, just like the halacha of a person that commits the act of homosexuality. Just one clarification. The Gemara says that it's only in a situation where the union is as two men would be together. But if, let's say, the union is as a male and a female, the halacha is in that situation, there is no Misas Bezdin. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.